The coronavirus pandemic is delaying elections across the U.S. and moving some to mail-in ballots. In many states, ballot initiative organizers are having to shut down their efforts because large-scale events and door-to-door canvassing have all just become impossible. Boise State Public Radio's James Dawson reports.
The sounds of signature gatherers walking door-to-door in many states would normally be just on the horizon as spring comes into bloom. Linda Larson was overseeing a group of volunteers for a ballot initiative campaign to expand education funding by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations in Idaho. They needed 55,000 signatures to get on the November ballot. As the coronavirus began spreading across the border in Washington state, though, she started focusing on how to keep her team and voters safe.
All of our volunteers would have an apron with hand sanitizer in the apron and some alcoholic wipes, and we were cleaning the pens before we would give them to someone to sign.
Larson is part of a larger group called Reclaim Idaho, the organization that got Medicaid expansion on the ballot and helped pass it here 2 years ago. But as the coronavirus continued to spread and health officials urged people to physically distance themselves from others, the campaign's organizers decided to pull the plug.
Everyone was kind of grieving, I guess, over the work that had been put in that now, you know, we are struggling to see a path forward with for this election cycle, at least.
That's Rebecca Schroeder, Reclaim Idaho's executive director.
I would rather, I think, just go out kicking and screaming and just lose the right way. You know, it is not how anyone wanted it to happen.
Ultimately, Schroeder says the health and safety of her group comes first, especially when many of their volunteers were older. And it's not just Idaho. It's not a good time to be a ballot initiative organizer in any of the 24 states or Washington, D.C. where they're allowed, according to Josh Altick, who tracks ballot measures for the website Ballotpedia.
A lot of the states have essentially either shut down signature gathering through stay-at-home orders or there's no events, and events are the bread and butter of petition drives.
Oklahoma has paused the clock on a signature gathering deadline, but other states aren't doing much to help out these campaigns so far. Reclaim Idaho had asked the governor and state lawmakers here to allow voters to sign petitions online, but the idea was never taken up. That doesn't surprise Altick, who says there's often friction between organizers and state lawmakers. In some cases, voters are directly overruling the legislative process.
I suspect that there's not going to be a whole lot of sympathy or a lot of treating this as sort of a political emergency.
Linda Larson says she and her fellow volunteers are discouraged and demoralized after putting in months of work to try to boost education funding in Idaho.
If our legislators aren't willing to solve it, then okay, fine, we'll do this. But give us the tools to be able to do this. That's all we're asking.
If it were safe to collect signatures, she'd be back on the streets. For now, Reclaim Idaho is going back to one of its original missions, trying to help people sign up for Medicaid as the country's economic outlook gets worse. For NPR News, I'm James Dawson in Boise, Idaho.